We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your dream scenario and your nightmare scenario for the Lions tomorrow night. Let's get to Chris in Ypsilanti. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I live, eat, sleep the draft. Here's my dream and my nightmare. Dream scenario, Cooper DeJean falls to 29. I think that likelihood is low, but it's a dream. And Zach Frazier falls to 61. And centers tend to fall in the draft, so I think that one's more likely than the former. Nightmare scenario, Drake May to the Vikings. I know everyone's talking about Jaden Daniels at 2. Drake May is a better prospect, and he will be a pain in our butts. Lions fans need to hope that Drake May does not land in this division.
He's a more traditional prospect for sure. He is a little bit mobile, but 6'4", was he 230, 235, pocket passer, big arm,
he's
65%.
Huge. He's huge. Yeah. Guy, and he's also a redshirt sophomore. People keep talking about, like, oh, well, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman. Jaden Daniels is almost 24, and he didn't do anything in Arizona State. Drake May put up a 93 PFF grade as a redshirt freshman, and this year he put up a 90 PFF grade as a redshirt sophomore, throwing to, like, accountants and future, non-NFLers. He's got all the tools, and in 2 years, if he fixes his footwork, he's going to be really good. And if the Commanders are smart, they'll take him at 2, but we don't know. And you don't want to have Caleb Williams, Jordan Love, and Drake May in this division. That would be brutal.
Well, I think if you're a good team, you say bring it. You say bring it on. But we'll talk about Drake May. Let's get into the quarterback room, because he was throwing to at least one non-accountant. Tez Walker, by the end of the season, is an NFL player. John, Caleb Williams is going to go number one. Do you feel like he's the best quarterback in this draft?
I don't. I actually like Jaden Daniels better in regards to his. If he's able to go to a system, now he is not Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have the same size. And we've seen Lamar Jackson get dinged up a little bit. He's a little bit slight of frame. I like his height. I like his delivery. I like his ability to get downfield. And I like his mindset and his approach to the game. I think he's a tough SOB, and he's going to make some plays, and he's going to be able to stand in the pocket when required and deliver on all of the accurate short passes. But the deep ball, I think he's got the best deep ball in the bunch.
A lot of the people who chart this stuff would agree with you. The PFFs, the Ringer, the people who go through his deep ball is considered, if not the best, it's him and Drake May in this draft. What you like about him, 6'4", that's prototypical height. 5 years college experience, 55 games, nearly 1,500 college passes. The running, hello, it's obvious, it's there. I think he's every bit as dangerous as Lamar as a runner. The difference is he's not as thick. I do think he puts himself in harm's way more often, and that's why sometimes he gets comped to RG3, where it could be kind of combustible. Some of that same charting, he isn't a guy who stands in the pocket a ton. He's not
no,
a guy who makes...
he can.
But he didn't, and that's the danger when this is. You don't want to rule out a guy because he didn't. That's the J.J. McCarthy thing. But he's not a guy who stood in the pocket under pressure and delivered big throws, so I do think there's some risk there that I wouldn't be as comfortable with. He doesn't hit the second read as consistently. To me, I'd rather have a guy like Penix, even, who stands in the pocket, makes the throws to the outside numbers. He's thrown more collegiate passes. He's every bit of season.
You think Penix is better than Jaden Daniels?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I do.
So then why didn't you put him to go into Washington?
Because it's not what I would do. It's what I think is going to happen on Thursday night. I don't know why Penix is a guy who's not being talked about higher in the draft. It's the market set him at 32 and a half for his pick. Will he or won't he be a first round pick? I'm thinking, do we watch the same guy? Again, you win in the NFL from the pocket, right? Forever and ever, amen. That's where Penix was lethal. Is he perfect? No, all these guys have flaws.
Right.
I think Caleb is the number one quarterback in this draft. But then from there, I do think there's shades of gray. With May, it's the footwork. With Daniels, it's is he sitting in the pocket making big throws and limiting the damage on big hits? Penix clearly isn't mobile and there's injury concerns, but he's been healthy the last 2 years. I'm higher on Penix than the consensus.
That's interesting. And I, you know, the last caller just said the nightmare scenario is that Drake May goes to Minnesota. If any of those top three guys go to Minnesota, I think that's a nightmare scenario because of Kevin O'Connell, because of the wide receivers that they have. And trust me, they're looking to get one of those top three guys. If they can't find a trade partner in the top three, then yeah, they'll probably trade up and take JJ. But and it's interesting that you had in your mock that they were able to convince New England to trade down, and it's more capital. New England needs a lot, but for Kevin O'Connell and that group, we saw that they were marginally effective with playing four different quarterbacks last year. Guys that don't have the same skill set as these young quarterbacks. And that does concern me because they also want to try and convince Justin Jefferson to sign that long-term deal. He's held off. He wants to know who's going to be throwing him the ball. And if he doesn't like it, does he hold out? Does he demand a trade? Like, all of those things are on the table. So to think that if I can convince with 11 and 23 and whatever other capital you have to go in there, this is a trade not just for that quarterback. It's a trade to appease the guys that they want to keep on their current roster.
If you were the Vikings trading up 2-3, you would be targeting May over J.J. McCarthy, right? Higher ceiling.
Oh, sure.
Right. I made the comparison, or not the comparison, the note that quarterback coach Josh McCown coached Drake May in high school, not as like a head coach, but he did some work with him. There's some familiarity. There's the upside with Drake May. If you can clean up the mechanics, it's a setup for a success, whoever they take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
JJ, thoughts on him? We're talking all the quarterbacks. I want to circle back to Caleb in a second, but JJ.
I'm curious because we've seen other guys get talked about. Last year it was Will Levis, and he didn't end up going to the second round. And is there been a lot of smoke about JJ? There's a lot of mystery in that smoke. And yeah, can he win games? He showed he can win games. But the mystery is, can he be a guy that can go out there and win you games with his arm? Because he never really had to do it, you know, and is he a guy that you can rely upon or that can develop into that guy? Is there a team that's going to give him that opportunity to develop? Because rookies get thrown in there, and some of them, they get hit so often, they get gun-shy, and they never recover. And Patrick Ramsey, Jason Campbell, two guys that I thought were quality quarterbacks that I played with as young players, but because of offensive scheme, because of lack of talent sometimes, they got the hell beat out of them. and they never recovered. They never had an opportunity to fulfill their full potential.
Here's my read on JJ. Not a volume guy, so that you're kind of projecting more than most of these guys. What happens when he's behind a lesser O-line, less time to throw, without a steady run game? I think the comp I've seen that I agree with is a little bit Alex Smith, can move, attack the middle of the field, very good play action guy. JJ, I think you give a nod or extra credit to how good he was on third and long. I don't care. I mean, winning is a team thing. But his part in winning on those third and longs that he was able to convert, not just with his legs, but with his arm, those are reasons why he should be a first-round quarterback to me. I think there's enough tools there. I think he's the youngest of this group, a group that's got some older dudes.
Yeah.
I think fit's going to matter with him more than any of the other guys.
In an ideal fit, it would be to a place like Minnesota where there are weapons that he can utilize. And a coach that understands I got to take as much pressure off my quarterback as possible, make things really simple until they figure out the NFL game. Or if he does start to drop, don't be surprised. And I don't think he lasts this long. But if there is a drop, 16 at Seattle, where you've got a quarterback in place, but they're looking for his replacement. That's why I think the Giants seem to be interesting at six, because yeah, they've got, you know, Daniel Jones, but I think we all know that they're looking for that next guy. And if he's allowed to sit behind a guy that's starter and the team can win, you know, and I don't know how much the Giants win. I don't know how much Seattle wins, but a guy that they feel like, hey, we're going to do the best we can this year with either Daniel Jones or with Geno Smith. And then next year is when we hand the reins off to this year's first round pick.
Caleb Williams is going to go number one. You said he's not the best QB in your mind in this draft. What I would say about him, I don't care, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but I don't care about pink phones or painted nails.
No, I don't care about it.
I'm not projecting what you've said. I'm just saying other people have pointed out the fingernails and the pink phone crying after games. None of that is really concerning to me. Late in the year, though, he did look shaky. A lot of out-of-structure stuff, some hero ball. The Notre Dame game was bad. Utah the following week. UCLA to close. Rough finish for a guy who's supposed to have the generational label. Why I still think he should go number one, he's a playmaker. Red zone, he was a closer. His sophomore season did happen. It was real. Five different games with five-plus touchdowns, 52 touchdowns, five interceptions. I think he's a little more of an artist than a surgeon. There's going to be some mistakes transitioning to the NFL, but I think the ceiling is there, and that's why he should be the number one quarterback taken.
There's no question, but the gamble is going to be, as we saw in 21 with Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all of those guys, other than Trevor Lawrence, are on new teams. And in fact, New England is picking at number three, and they're the ones that took Mac Jones. San Francisco has been able to find their way out of it because they had the miracle in Mr. Irrelevant, and we could debate whether or not he's great or good or whatever, but they went to the Super Bowl with him last year, so I think he's pretty good. And Justin Fields with Chicago. They're all trying to figure this out. But what it means is you have the opportunity, if it doesn't work with any of these guys, doesn't matter if it's Caleb Williams or if it's Bo Nix or Michael Penix. We saw it with Josh Rosen in Arizona. If it doesn't work one year, you're going to be right back there, and you can take your Kyler Murray, and hopefully next year you can make a better pick than you did this year.
2021 class, three straight quarterbacks to begin, five total in the first round. People have made the comparison. We could see quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4. We could see five. We could see six. We didn't get to Bo Nix. We'll get some thoughts on this quarterback crop. Some of your thoughts next, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.